When he was in San Diego.
当他在圣地亚哥 的时候,
and we had so many joint activities as youth groups got together.
而且和, 常常有, 少年聚会大家是, 合在一起。
And he could come to my house without announcement.
他可以, 不要告诉我们, 就来到我们家里。
And my able wife was very, very quickly with the help of Mrs. Lai.
而我的太太又能很快的, 有赖姊妹一起帮忙。
We can prepare a meal and everybody enjoyed it.
Okay, is it, 饭煮出来大家一起吃。
But since that he moved down to Orange County,
自从他搬到呈现来的时候,
I believe this is the first time that we have an exchange of pulpit.
这是第一次我们交换讲台。
Because we felt this is the right thing to do before the Lord.
因为我们相信在主面前这是该做的。
And because of this, I ask and I believe the Lord will bless us.
我也相信因为这样子主会祝福。
This morning I'm going to share with you something recently because of triggered by a dream.
我今天早上跟各位交通的是由一个梦 而产生的。
It's not my dream.
不是我的梦。
I was told of this dream.
我是有人告诉我。
And this is not a dream she had.
也不是这个告诉我的人她做的梦。
She was asked by a brother.
她是有一个人问她。
This sister is not in Orange County, so I feel free to say this.
这位姊妹不在呈现，所以我觉得很自由，我可以说。
She asked me a question. She said, Pastor,
她就问我说，说，周牧师。
Someone asked me a question.
有人问我一个问题。
They related to me a dream.
人家告诉我他做了一个梦。
And she said, he told me he felt, he dreamt that he was taken to heaven.
他那个人他说，我做梦梦到我被提上到天堂去。
Now, how many of you would like to go to heaven? Please raise your hand.
有多少人对想要去天堂的？
Since it's not possible at this time, the Lord had to do it in a dream, isn't it?
既然现在我们不可能去，那么有时候主让我们做这样的梦也不错啊。
How many of you would like to dream to go to heaven?
有哪些人愿意做梦上天堂的？
That's the second best, right?
第二好。
Good, good. I never dreamt that I was in heaven. I'm sorry.
我从来没有梦过我到天堂去。
But this brother was dreamt that he was going to heaven.
这位弟兄他做梦说他上到天堂去。
And he saw wonderful things.
看到很奇妙的事。
He saw the Lord was preparing him a house.
看到主在那里为他预备一个房屋。
It's not a very big house, but I think it's a dormitory type.
不是很大，像宿舍似的，像学生宿舍一样。
And he said that the house was not completed.
那他说那个还没建好。
But yes, some of the houses were completed. I guess they're the first ones to get got in.
有的房子已经建好了。
Maybe like the first stage of condominium was done.
也许是房子的第一期已经做完了。
And he said, I saw the names on those houses that were occupied.
我看到在那些房子的门上有名字，上面已经有住了人了。
I don't know all of them, but I know two people.
我不是很多人我不认识，可是我认识两个。
He said, I saw John Song.
我看到宋尚杰博士。
And I also saw John Wesley's name there.
我看到卫斯理约翰也在那里。
I don't know this boy, this brother's name, whether he's John or not.
我不知道这位弟兄是不是他的名字也叫做约翰。
Maybe that quarter is called John's Quarter.
也许那个整个地方就叫做
So she asked me about this dream, saying, Pastor, what do you think? Is it a true dream or did he see it in vision? Is it a true dream or not?
这位姊妹就问我说，这个弟兄他做的这样的梦是有没有什么意思呢？是不是真正的异象呢？还是异梦呢？
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
我也不知道。你们各位想怎么样呢？
Do you think this could be true?
你想这个可能是真的吗？
What's your opinion?
你们各位的意见如何？
I'd like to play it safe. I want to know your opinions first.
我要安全一点，我先问问看各位的意见如何。
Any answer? Somebody give me an answer.
有没有什么回答呀？
You want to play it safe too, right? All right, let me tell you what I told her.
那么我就这样子告诉她。
I said, I really don't know.
我说我实在不知道。
But you know, the Lord promises that he'll prepare us a house.
但是我们知道神说他要为我们预备。
That I'm very certain. In John 14, everybody knew that, didn't we?
这个我们都知道，在约翰福音十四章里头。
He said, I go to prepare you a house.
他说我去是要为你们预备一个地方。
He said, I'm telling you, this is the truth.
他说这是真的。
John chapter 14, let's turn to this.
我们一起翻到约翰福音第十四章。
And verse 2 says, In my father's house are many rooms. I think this is dormitory where it comes from.
第二节，他说，在我父的家里有许多住处，许多房间啊，所以他大概所以梦到好像是住宿舍一样。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
This is all wonderful, isn't it?
这个实在是很奇妙啊。
But there is a problem here.
但是这里有一个问题。
From this, what it says here, doesn't it mean that the house is not completed, or is it already completed? What do you think?
这里这样讲的时候，表示那个房子是不是做成了呢？还是现在正在做？
Is it because there's so many vacancy that the Lord come down here to save a few people?
是不是因为那里已经做好那么多空屋子，所以神下来这里要救一些人上去？
Or from what it says here, are we responsible to the house that which is built in heaven?
还是从这里讲，我们是不是跟那个在那天上的建造有关系呢？
I ask this question because it affects our Christian life.
我这样子，我为什么问这个问题？因为跟我们的基督徒生活非常有关系。
Many Christians seem to be just waiting to be taken to heaven one day.
很多基督徒好像就在这里等着预备接上天堂。
But some look at differently.
但是有些人有看法不一样。
Thinking, maybe knowing that what we do here affects what our houses shall be in the future.
他们会思想，也会看，是也许我们今天在这里的情形是影响我们在天上的建造。
Wouldn't you like to have a house where you can fit in perfectly?
你愿不愿意在天上有一个房屋，你在那里真是什么是什么最对你最合适？
Then let me tell you, maybe the Lord wants us to be a true Christian so that he can use the material we have given him to build this house.
也许神要我们在这里成为一个基督徒，然后呢，用在这里我们用我们做材料来建造这样的房屋。
This morning I'm going to share with you.
今天早上
the material that the Lord built church.
我要跟各位来分享，就是神建造教会的材料。
What is a church?
什么是教会？
We may have to ask right away, what is a church?
我们第一个先问教会是什么？
Everybody know that it's not a building.
我们大家都知道不是一个建筑。
For if we are talking about buildings, then you don't have a church, you're borrowing other people's church.
如果要说光是建筑的话，我们这里没有教会，因为我们借别人的地方。
But you're indeed a church.
但实在这是一个教会。
Why is it?
为什么呢？
Because not only that you're here.
非仅各位在这里。
The Lord is here too.
因为神在这里。
And what is the church?
那么教会是什么呢？
A simple definition can be found from Ephesians, book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 23.
一个最简单的定义就是在以弗所书。
Chapter 1 verse 23.
第一章第二十三节。
It says here that the latter part of 22nd says that the church, Christ is the head of the church. Chapter 1, verse 23.
第一章，以弗所书第一章第二十三节。
The church which is the body, his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So we know immediately if the Lord is not here, we are not a church.
所以我们马上知道，若是主不在这里，我们就不是教会。
But we are also the vessel that he can fill in with.
但是我们也实在是那个器皿，让他可以来充满的。
Without us, there's no church either.
若是没有我们，也没有教会。
That's why it's called a fullness.
所以在这里说讲到他的充满。
You know, this, I was, my wife and I was given this cup. I assume we can drink it, right?
I like some too.
Well, it's not full anymore. I'd like to have a new filling. You see, this is fullness we're talking about.
这个杯子现在不是完全满的。
What is the fullness?
那么丰满是什么呢？
The fullness, the word fullness in the Greek or is gerund.
Yeah, 在这个充满的这个在原来的希腊文里面是一个动名词。
For it tries to express a state.
它那里是要表明一个状态。
It's a verb being changed into a noun.
是原来是一个动词，把它变成了一个名词。
What is the fullness?
所以它这个丰满什么意思呢？
Fullness is a situation is constantly being filled.
丰满就是一个经常在那里被充满的一个巅峰的状态。
If somebody would give me something to pour.
若是有人能够给。
Don't worry, I'm not going really to pour it.
能够。
It's about to come out, right?
能够。
If I have to do the fullness, I have to fill this and let it overrun.
如果说要形容丰满的话，我要非仅要把这个装满，而且要让它流出来。
And keep running.
而且让它继续的流出来。
That's the meaning of fullness.
这就是表示丰满的意思。
How full is the fullness?
所以到底丰满是有多满呢？
And it's full to the fullest and even more.
但就是一直到满了，还更满，还更多。
That's what the church. That's what the Lord used to build His church.
那就是神。 用来建造教会的。
But maybe I'm jumping ahead of you so that you don't know what I'm talking about. What does that to do with a cup of water to do with my Christian life?
那么这个跟我们的基督徒生活有什么关系呢？
Well, let me try to explain to you.
我来试试看来解释一下。
For you know, in Exodus, we talk about that the Lord is, Moses was given instruction to build a tabernacle.
因为我们知道在出埃及记里头摩西接受神的命令，在那里要建造一个会幕。
I'm sure you, all of you, at least in principle, know that the tabernacle is a type for church.
我相信各位也都了解，在那里会幕其实就是教会的表征。
And how is the tabernacle being built?
那么那个会幕是怎么样建起来的呢？
We read in Exodus chapter 35.
如果我们读出埃及记第二三十五章的话。
It's a rather long passage, and I don't think we have time to go through it, and I don't think you have time to go through it either.
这一段很长，也许我们不能这样逐章逐节念去。
You see, the Lord had told Moses to have given them a pattern from the mountain.
在那里主给摩西在山上给了他一个样式。
Well, every house needs to have a pattern to be built, right? So is a tabernacle.
每一个房子都要有一个蓝图，会幕也是如此。
But on actually building this tabernacle.
但实际上在那里建造的时候。
The Lord uses his people's offering to be the material.
而神用他的子民给他的奉献的礼物来作为材料。
We read from verses 4 to 9 that the Lord Moses charges people saying, "Whosoever was willing shall come and give offering to the Lord."
我们从第三十五章的第四节到第九节可以看见，在那摩西对以色列的全会众说，若是你们愿意，你们就把礼物献上。
And we read from verses 20th to 29th.
如果从二十节到二十九节
，That they came and make offerings.
果然那些人都来了，而且
他们
奉献礼物。
What did they give? What did they give?
他们送献了什么样的礼物呢
？They gave gold. They gave silver. They gave bronze.
在那里，他们用金银铜各样的礼物。
They give all colored threads.
用各样。
The blue ones, the red ones, the scarlet ones, and the purple ones, all kind of wonderful colored threads.
各样颜色的线，蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线。
The fabric or material for fabric.
还有各式各样的料子。
You see, then Moses has asked two craftsmen.
然后摩西请了两位巧工。
Their names are Bezaleel and Oholiab.
这里面一个是比撒列，一个是亚和利亚伯。
See, these are the craftsmen who are very able to make the material into something very beautiful.
这两位巧匠是能够把这些材料做成很美很美的器具。
What does that tell us?
那么这是什么意思呢
？Again, the Lord has to use us as a material.
所以神要用我们作为那个材料。
And the Holy Spirit are the craftsmen who carves us and changes and molds and do different things for us.
而圣灵就是那位巧匠，来将我们制作，将我们来磨成那样子美丽的东西。
What did Paul said about building church?
那么保罗怎么样说他建造教会呢
？In the book of Romans, in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I'm sure.People know these scriptures very well.
所以我相信各位一定很清楚，在罗马书第十二章里面，保罗说到建造。
Paul said, "I beseech you, brothers."
他说我来劝你们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Offer your body up as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Dear brothers, what did he do? What is he telling us?
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗在那里说什么呢
？We can have many many angles to look at this verse.
我们可以有很多的角度来看这一段。
But from the point that the Lord is going to build this church, we understand this.
但是从建造的角度来看，我们可以这样了解。
That we have to offer ourselves so that the Lord has some material to start with.
我们必须将身体献上，所以神才有一些材料可以开始建造。
Now, previously, I asked you how many would like to go to heaven. All of you, mostly. Raise your hands.
刚才我问有哪些愿意上去天堂的，那么大家多半都举了手。
If some of you who could not make that decision, I'm sure, I doubt it. Maybe you have not known Jesus yet.
那些还不能做这个决定的人，也许我还觉得，也许你还不认识耶稣。
Maybe you felt that the heaven will be a lonely place for you, for there was no sinful pleasure.
因为也许你觉得天堂是蛮寂寞冷漠的地方，因为在那里没有最终之乐。
I'm not sure you can play mahjong or not there.
我不晓得你在那是不是可以打麻将。
I hope it's not the reason you stop from going. That stops you from going to heaven.
但是我希望不能打麻将不是成为你不能去天堂的原因。
But on the other hand, all those of you who raise your hand would like to go to heaven.
但是那些那么多人都愿意举手要去天堂。
I'd like to encourage you again one more time.
但我要再一次来鼓励你。
Would you like to give up yourself to the Lord?
你愿不愿意把自己献给主？
Would you like to give up yourself up as a living sacrifice, as an offering.
将自己献上当作活祭。
For this is the starting point the Lord is going to build your house.
因为只有这一个是一个开始的点，神才能开始为你建造。
If you don't want to prepare material for your builder, how can he build?
若是你不为你的这个建筑商、建筑人，你不给他材料的话，他怎么建造呢？
And how do we give the Lord material?
那我们怎么样给神建造？
We give our bodies up for a living sacrifice.
我们将我们身体献上，当作活祭。
Saying, Lord, this is raw material. Take whatever you want to do with it.
主啊，他说这是这个最基本的材料。
I guess I have a lot of raw material.
我相信我有很多很多很原始的材料。
That's right. We have to do this.
我们必须这样做。
You know, a Christian changes his attitude completely when he changes from a receiving end to the giving end.
你知道，当一个基督徒做基督徒的时候，他里面的这个态度改变了，他从一个要得的一个心态变成一个给的心态。
I guess that's the true salvation for us.
我相信这才是真正的救恩。
How can we be liberated?
我们怎么样能够真正的得到自由呢？
How can we be truly free?
我们怎么样能得到真正的自由呢？
From the bondage of the materialism.
从这个物质主义的这个束缚里面。
From the bondage of all the human knowledge and wisdom,
从这些人的智慧跟人的知识的这个束缚里面。
From the bondage of people's delight,
从讨人喜欢的这个束缚里面。
Let me tell you, there's only one quickest way.
只有一条快的路。
That is when the Lord changes you from a receiving Christian to a giving Christian.
只有神能够最快的将你从一个要得到的一个这个基督徒，把你变成一个给的基督徒。
I assume you know this.
我相信各位一定都知道。
But I want to remind you on the point when the Lord is going to build His church. Look at this thing from this angle again.
但是我们要再从这个建造这个角度来看这件事。
Now, how many of you have given yourself once and for all for the Lord to work? Please raise your hand.
有哪一位曾经一度的要将你自己献上，让神来建造？请你举起手来。曾经这样奉献过。
Well, I'm sure the Lord can use you to build the church.
我相信神一定能够用你来建造他的教会。
But those of you who could not say this,
但是那些还不能这样说的。
Let me encourage you, not rather than discouraging you.
我来鼓励你，我不要让你
I have struggled for a long time.
我自己挣扎了很久很久。
But the more I struggle, the deeper I sink into a pit.
但是我越是挣扎，我就陷在一个深坑里面陷得越深。
Until the love of God overwhelmed me.
一直等到神的爱那样子来整个来充满我。
And I could just say, Lord, you love me so much, what am I afraid of?
到那个地步我就说，主，你既然这样的爱我，我还有什么可害？
For the word, the scripture told us, there's no fear in love.
因为在圣经里面告诉我们，因为在爱里没有惧怕。
The reason we could not give ourselves up to the Lord is because we have fear.
我们没有办法将我们自己献给神，是因为我们害怕。
We don't know what the Lord's going to do with us.
我不晓得神要做什么事。
Is he going to send me to South Africa for missionary work?
他是不是马上把我送到南非去做传教士呢？
Or maybe he's going to send me to downtown Santa Ana to do the slum work.
也许他要把我送到 Santa Ana 的这个贫民窟去做事。
I don't know. Maybe he will.
我不晓得，也许他会。
But if he does, he's a good will for you.
但是若是如此的话，他是有一个很好的旨意在那里。
However, if you really taste the love of God,
但是若是你实在是尝到主的爱
，Let me tell you, I cannot, I won't change it for anything.
我不会为了任何事情来改变我这样的主意。
I gave myself to the Lord before I was called to be a minister.
我在全时间来奉献做传道之前，我已经将自己献上。
I had a lot of things I liked so much I wouldn't give up.
有很多的事情我很喜欢，我不愿意放弃的。
One of them is singing.
有一样事情就是唱歌。
If I want to give myself up, perhaps I'll keep the singing ability.
我常常说，若是我要把我自己奉献的话，也许我还要保留这个唱歌的这个本事啊。
Well, I probably shouldn't get into this because we don't have that much time. But let me tell you just one story.
有一个故事我想可以跟各位分享。
I once lost my voice.
有一次我没有声音没有了。
Now, how did I lose it?
我不晓得为什么会没有呢？
It was very silly.
是很傻的一件事情。
Because we went to see the Little League World Series.
因为我们去看那个小棒球队。
That's the first time that Taiwan had a representation in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
是第一次台湾的有一个队到 Williamsport.
You know, we didn't expect that they would win. Let alone receive the championship. But you know, they won the first game. My wife and I drove 3 hours to Williamsport from Michigan and then 3 hours back. We decided next day we should go to school. But somehow on the way we'd make a wrong turn. And we went to Williamsport. We went on for the 3 days. Seeing that they won the World Series. Literally. But you know, day one, I lost. I lost my voice. I was shouting so bad, my voice was gone. And coming back on Saturday, I had a wedding to do. You know, people invited me to do solos. What I did octave lower. I was already a bass, I became a double bass. But you know, I asked the Lord, well, Lord, I'd like to get my voice back. What should I do? Lord, would you heal me? Would you touch me and heal me? Out of desperation, I said, Lord, I'm going to give my voice to you. So I did. From then on, I didn't do anything that was secular. But dear brother and sister, to yield ourselves to the Lord is the beginning point that the Lord can work on us. For our Lord is very, very polite. Maybe too polite. He wouldn't do anything that we wouldn't let him do. And he's waiting for us to be willing. And dear brother and sister, we should not take his grace in vain.
我们现在不能够将这样的恩典就这样子,
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We should not take his grace in vain.
我们实在是不能够来, 轻忽,
不可徒受他的恩典,
不可徒受他的恩典。
And when the grace was so sufficient,
当这个恩典是那样子充足的时候,
our heart begins to yield to him. Until maybe you do what I did carelessly, you say, Lord, I love you, I'm going to give you everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, that's the first thing the Lord wants us to do as far as building church is concerned. He wants us, including our talents,
包括我们的天分,
including
天才,
our time,
我们的时间,
including everything that we have,
我们一切的所有,
including what we have physically,
我们身体上所有的,
spiritually,
我们的灵里所有的,
and materially,
跟我们的物质,
and financially. I have to get to that.
And,
you know that.
还有我们的金钱,
everything.
每一样事情.
But let me tell you, those who have made themselves a living sacrifice have never regretted. Most of them I know.
大半的人,他们当他们将自己献上当作活祭的,我从来没有听过他们后悔的。
Did any of you who made a living sacrifice and I'm sorry, Lord, I want to take it back? Anybody say that now?
有没有人说愿意要再奉献给神,又要再拿回来的呢?
If they did, they wouldn't be here today.
我相信若是这样的话,你今天不会来这里。
Well, maybe they were at home sorrow, feeling sorrow for themselves.
也许在家里正在觉得很痛苦。
Well, these are the ones we should encourage them, right?
所以实在是这样的人,我们应该去鼓励。
So you give your time and visit them.
所以你把你的时间线上来去探望这样的人,
until they come back.
一直等到他们回来.
That's how the church works.
这样子就是, 教会就是这样.
Second point I'm going to mention to you, how the Lord is going to build his church.
那第二点, 神怎么样来建造教会?
Let's look at another thing from 1 King.
我们再看列王记上,
we have a building of the temple now.
列王记上那里就讲到是建造会, 建造, 圣殿.
Chapter 6, verse 7.
第六章第七节,
in building the temple, only blocks dressed at the quarry were used, and no hammer, chisel, or any other iron tool was heard at the temple site while it was being built.
第七节,建殿是用山中凿成的石头,建殿的时候,锤子,斧子和别样铁器的声音都没有听见。
What does that tell us?
这里告诉我们什么呢?
Before the temple was built,
在那里圣殿要建造建好之前,
the quarry, the stone, the broad blocks had to be done in the quarry.
在那里,那所有的石头要在凿石场都凿好。
Although there was no chisel, no hammer heard in the temple.
虽然在圣殿里面听不见锤子、斧子和铁器的声音。
But did you think in the quarry there's a lot of noise?
你想想看，在凿石场一定有很多。
Will it be noise? Will it be noise?
会不会有声音呢？会的。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢
？Now, Lord, I asked the Lord, "What does that mean here?"
我就问主啊，这到底什么意思
？Then I remembered the Lord revealed to me.
然后神让我显出。
What here we call as churches?
我们在这里地上所说的教会。
Whether it be in Fountain Valley or in Santa Ana.
不管是在清泉谷或者是在Santa Ana.
I was wondering, Lord, is this a quarry or is this a temple?
有时候我在想，这里是凿石场呢，还是这里是圣殿
？What do you say? Do you think it's a quarry or this is a temple?
我们这里是凿石场还是圣殿呢
？I felt where my experience told me most of the churches are quarries, not temples.
因为我发现在很多教会呢，真是凿石场而不是圣殿。
You see, we are not perfectly fit to one another yet.
因为我们现在还不能够彼此那样子的百分之百的那样相合。
We cannot be built together yet.
我们现在还不能够一起在那里建造起来。
That's why the Lord has to use chisel and hammers on us.
所以在这里，神要用各样的铁器在我们身上做工。
I said I'm a lot of raw material.
因为我常常说我这是最原始的材料。
I think I received a lot of hammers and chisels from the Lord.
因为我实在是在神那里接受了很多斧子跟凿子。
And am I not building the church here?
那么我是不是在这里有建造，在教会建造上有份呢
？The Lord says you're in the quarry, not in the church yet, not in the temple yet.
主跟我讲，你现在还在凿石场，还。
I said, Lord, fine.
好的，主。
But lighten up your hand. Don't be too heavy.
但是呢，不要。但是我说，主啊，你手轻一点，好不好
？It hurts.
因为很痛啊。
Isn't that what our experiences are in so-called church ministries?
所以我们在教会里是不是常常也是我们这样的经验呢
？When we try to serve one another.
当我们互相要彼此能够服侍的时候。
When we try to love one another, even.
就是希望能够彼此相爱。
And we found it so difficult, too hard, too rough.
有的时候就觉得好像很难。
You know, sometimes you love the brother. You felt that the Lord has moved you to visit the brother because the Lord said you should love him.
有时候神这样子催促你去探望这个弟兄，因为你实在是爱他。
But when you get there, you can't talk anything spiritual.
可是到那时候，你又实在是讲不出什么属灵的话来。
And he had a lot of problems that he was in a bad mood.
而他又实在是有很多的问题，又是脾气又很不好。
So he spent about 45 minutes there and head home right away.
所以你在那里差不多只坐了45分钟了，赶快回家吧。
Lord, I'm not going to visit him anymore.
主啊，我再也不要去看他了。
Well, you can love him. I don't love him anymore.
你可以爱他，我没有办法爱他。
Isn't that what you felt sometimes?
是不是有时候我们这样觉得呢
？You know, he and you are totally different, different materials.
那因为他跟你是完全不同的材料。
And they're different qualities.
也不同的性质。
You know, my wife and I only married for about 22 years.
我们两个只有我跟我太太只结婚了差不多22年而已。
And I'm trying to find out how different we are.
我们到现在还在继续发现我们有什么不一样。
It's like day and night.
现在我们两个很不一样，像日头跟月亮。
I just know how to push the buttons that she'll be panic.
我很知道我在哪里一按呢，她就马上就跳起来。
Do you know your wife's button?
你知不知道你太太的那个机关？
Dear buttons, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. When we realize how we are different,
当我们这样了解我们彼此这样不一样的时候
，we begin to accept one another.
我们这样就能接纳彼此。
Finally, I had to say, Lord, he is just different than I.
我只好跟主说，主啊，他跟我就是不一样。
If I can't talk to him, Lord, I can pray for him.
如果我不能跟他说话的话，我可以为他祷告。
If I can't convince him, I can love him.
如果我没办法把他说服的话，我可以爱他。
This is what the cross is meant.
这个就是十字架的意义。
In the quarry, the Lord has used chisel and hammer to cut away, to chip away the things that's not pleasing to him.
在凿石场里头，神用各样的铁器来凿去，来磨去那些不合他心意的。
So that when the blocks are brought to the temple.
所以当这个大石头带到圣殿的地方的时候
，they can be fit perfectly.
所以在那里可以完完全全严丝合缝的就这样子合上去。
It's so fit that they can line it up and put the whole building, the whole wall together without even using cement.
在那里，因为合的那么好，中间都不需要用水泥把它粘合，整面墙都就可以这样子架起来。
People told me the block was very heavy, about 20 tons each.
有人说那个大石头是非常非常重，有差不多20吨一块。
These are precious stones that the Lord gives us.
这些都是非常非常好的石块。
What the New Testament tells us about building church as a stone.
那么在新约里头怎么样讲到这些石块呢
？First Peter.
我们都知道彼得前书。
Chapter 2 verses 5 to 10.
第二章。
Well, you don't have to read it. I'm sure you read about your Bible at home, don't you? I hope so.
我想你们现在不用读，因为这个你们大家都很熟悉。
The Lord Peter said that we are the living stones.
因为彼得说我们是都是活石。
To be built as a holy temple.
我们在这里都要建被神建造成为灵宫。
And are we living stones?
我们是不是活石呢？
Are we or not?
我们是不是呢？
The Lord has given us life. We are the living stone. The stones are alive because there's life.
神把生命给我们，所以我们这个石头是的确是活的。
And what are the living stones for?
那么活石是来做什么的呢？
To build into a temple.
就是要来做成灵宫。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, the second thing about the church being built.
所以第二件事情，当教会啊，要得到建造。
There has to be cross.
必须有十字架的工作。
And how do we look at the cross?
那么我们怎么样来看这个十字架的工作呢？
Do we grind our teeth and say?
那我就咬着牙这么忍耐呢？
Or are we trying to have a contrite heart, saying, "Lord, I have to be fixed"?
还是我们在神面前这么说，说主啊，我实在是要这样子被改变。
I do have my weaknesses, Lord.
我实在是有我的软弱。
I do have my flesh, Lord.
我实在是有我的肉体。
Thank you, Lord, for showing it to me.
谢谢你，谢谢主，你把这些都显明给我看。
Now, since I'm giving myself as a living sacrifice.
既然我已经把我自己献上当做活祭。
Lord, do it to me.
所以，请你来制作我。
You see, those of them who have given up to the Lord will find how imperfect they are, Lord.
那是当我们在神的面前这样子被破碎的时候，是多么一件得祝福的事。
What a blessing that the Lord can reveal deep things to us.
但是多么有福，当神可以将那更深的功课来教导我们。
You know, when you start to have these kind of experiences, the Bible becomes clearer to you.
那当你开始有这样的经历的时候，于是这圣经的话就变得那么清楚。
Now the third point I'm going to bring out to you.
第三点。
Let's look at the last chapter of the Bible.
让我们看圣经的最后一节，最后一章。
I guess you feel good, huh? The last chapter of the Bible. I can't go on anymore after this.
我相信你们很开心，因为我们已经看到圣经最后一章了，没有办法再讲下去了。
No, rather than the second to the last chapter.
我们是看第二十一章，
That's close.
倒数第二章。
That's close.
很靠近了。
Maybe they'll give me a chance to preach next time.
也许下次他还会给我机会再在这里。
Chapter 21, verse 2.
第二十一章。第二十二节
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
二十一章第一节第二节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And verse 3 says.Verse 3 said, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
我听见第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
I grabbed the wrong Bible today.
我今天拿错了一本圣经。
This is NIV.
这本是 NIV 的。
From King James Version, it says the tabernacle.
在 King James Version 那里所说的是帐幕。
You see, in chapter 21, the Lord reveals to us the New Jerusalem is the tabernacle.
在二十一章这里，神就向我们显现，在那里新耶路撒冷就是那一个会幕。
And it is a holy city.
在那里是一个圣城。
And it is a bride, it is a church.
但这也就是新妇，就是教会。
Everything that we talk about are related.
每一样事情我们所说的就都在那里都有关系。
I want to call your attention from verses 9 to 27 in the same chapter.
那么在这一章里头，我要各位再注意第九节到第九节开始。
It talks about the foundation of the churches of the New Jerusalem.
那里说到这圣城新耶路撒冷的根基。
There are 12 gates.
那里有十二个门。
And there are 12 pearl gates.
那十二个用十二个珍珠作为门
，and their foundation, 12 kinds of precious stones.
那里它的根基是十二种宝贵的石头。
Now what are these precious stones talking about?
那么这么多宝贵的石头到底是说什么呢
？If you read carefully on the doctrine, it talk about first of all the 12 tribes of Israelites.
如果我们仔细的看的话呢，也许是先说到那以色列的十二个支派。
And then the foundation talk about the 12 disciples.
又讲到这十二个使徒是圣城的根基。
I don't think we have time to get into that.
我们不讲那些。
Do we?
No.
I don't think so, huh? But you see, all the people the Lord has chosen from the New Testament, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, are all in this holy city.
所以在这个圣城里面，是神从旧约时代到新约，这里面所有神所也拣选的人都在这圣城里面。
I guess we all live there one day.
我相信哪一天我们都住在里面。
But look at what it says to us.
但是看这里他到底说什么呢？
The 12 kinds of precious stones, different stones.
在那里讲到十二种不同的宝石。
You know, this summer, my wife, the whole family, and I had a chance to go to D.C., Washington, D.C.
这个夏天我们全家有一个机会一起去华盛顿。
I had a chance to visit the Smithsonian.
我们去那里看博物馆。
Museum. How many of you have been there?
有没有多少人去看过那个博物馆？
Good. Some of you understand that I'm in awe to see some of the wonderful things.
这我在那里博物馆实在是看到很多很壮观的事情。
You know,My daughter and my wife went to see the precious stone department.
我的太太跟我女儿呢，他们要去看宝石的那一部分。
Because maybe I don't have money to buy them. But I did see the raw material.
但是我在那里看到了那些原石。
You see, from the outside, it's just crud.
因为从外面看，实在就是很粗糙。
Doesn't look exciting.
一点都没有什么好看。
But once you break it, the precious stone inside.
但是你打开来的时候，里面的宝石很漂亮。
And those precious stones reflect all different kind of rays.
在那个各种各样的宝石呢，它的光彩都不同。
All different kind of colors.
不同的颜色。
Let me tell you, if anyone tells me there's no God,
若是有人在那时候说没有神
I just would like them to visit Smithsonian.
我只想叫你去看看博物馆吧。
Look at this precious stone.
你看那个宝石。
Would you try to explain to me how could there be so many color?
你可以能不能向我跟我解释为什么会有那么多不同的漂亮的颜色
How could it be so much beauty in such a simple structure?
为什么在那么一个简单的结构里头有这么样的美
Well, some people might pull physics or chemistry to me.
有些人也许就把化学啊物理啊跟我解释一下
I'm a physicist before I became a servant of God.
我是学物理的
I knew all that, all the letter structure, everything else, I knew that.
所以我都知道那些什么里面的结构如何的
But knowing these structure doesn't prove that I know the color.
你看，虽然知道这个结构，但是不能够证明这样的颜色就会出来。
Dear brothers, this is a precious thing the Lord did.
你看，这实在是神做的一件很美的事。
What is a precious stone?
这个宝石是什么
？A natural light is refracted or reflected and become colorful.
一个普通的日光在那里，于是就被它折射、反射，就变成很漂亮的颜色。
Remember what I started talking about the fullness of Christ?
记不记得我们刚开始讲到丰满
The Lord had to fill us.
神要来充满我们
Dear brother and sister, when we become a vessel for God,
当我们成为那个神的一个器皿的时候
we are dealt with by the pressure, by the cutting, by the cross.
当我们被这些压力来对付，来被神来这样雕削的时候
our lives are being changed.
我们的生命就改变
are being transformed.
然后就会不改变
How do those precious stones come about?
那些宝石是怎么变成的呢
They have to be treated with high heat, high pressure.
在那里要有高温高压来这样子压出来的。
I guess those of them who are in the bottom receive the best glory.
也许那些最底下的最受压的，也许得到的荣耀光彩最多。
That's why the Lord says the foundation are the precious stones.
所以神说，在那个根基上是那些宝石。
Those are the ones who people thought they are mistreated.
因为那些就是那些
mistreated.
Okay. Okay.
But look at the glory that they receive.
但是那些在根基上被误会的那些人，他们的光彩如何呢
？Dear brother and sister, do you know what that you are going to be?
Do you know what you're going to be? 你们知道你们会变成什么样子吗
？Let's see. There are 12 kinds of stones. Which ones do you want?
这里有十二种宝石，哪一你是哪一种啊
？If you like well, I can't even decide what ones I want.
我不能根本不能决定我到底是哪一种。
Some are called Jasper, and I can't even know. I can't even quote these names.
有些这个名字我都不顶知道是什么绿玛瑙啊、碧玉啊、什么红碧玺、啊、什么样子东西我都不知道。
I guess the Chinese translation didn't help much either.
中文英文的那个名词这些名字都搞不太清楚。
Dear brother and sister, we are expecting though that the Lord will shine through.
但是我们在这里，我们期待神要从我们身上照射出来。
That we are going to reflect His glory.
我们会在这里会反照他的荣耀。
That is what the church is all about.
那就是教会。
Dear brother and sister, but before we can do that, we have to understand what is fullness.
但是当我们能够这样的时候，我们要先了解什么是丰满。
When the Lord uses high pressure on us, that we may be transformed.
当神这样向我。用像我们这样施压力，让我们能够改变形象的时候。
Sometimes I think I'm just too stubborn. The Lord has to use strong what do you call that, yoke to harness to change me.
我常常有觉得我因为大概是太倔强，所以神常常要用特别重、特别重的这个轭放在身上。
But there's a purpose.
但是有一个目的。
That we may be changed indeed.
我们这样才会被改变。
How many of you think that you're stubborn?
有多少人觉得你自己是有点倔强？
I do, first. Praise God, so many of you will be going to be precious stones one day.
感谢神，因为这些举手的都知道有一天要变成宝石。
I mean it.
我实在是这样觉得。
With the grace of God, I think the Lord is going to change it.
因为我相信靠神的恩典，神要就可以做得到。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is what the church is about.
这就是教会。
People will see that we are His people.
别人可以看见我们是属神的人。
That we reflect God's glory.
因为我们在这里，我们反照神的荣耀。
This glory was once filled in a person called Jesus of Nazareth.
这个荣耀曾经一度是在那里充满了的一个人，叫做拿撒勒人耶稣。
Now it's filled in many of us.
现在在我们中间也充满了很多我们在中间的人。
And we shall reflect His full glory one day.
我们有一天要反射他全部的荣耀。
This is what fullness is all about.
这就是丰满的意义。
Dear brothers and sisters, why do we have to keep the presence of the Lord?
所以我们为什么这时候一定要保持主的同在？
Why do we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit at all times?
为什么我们要常常经常的被圣灵充满？
Because without the Holy Spirit, we are nothing.
因为若是没有圣灵，我们就什么都不是。
We are not even worthy to be material.
我们甚至连作为材料都不配。
But the Lord has mercy on us.
但是神实在是对我们有恩典。
He needs a vessel and willing to be one for Him.
他需要一个器皿，而我们这样愿意来做器皿。
No matter how unclean it is.
虽然那个器皿有那么不干净。
How imperfect it is.
那么样不完全。
The Lord can fill us.
但是神还是可以来充满我们。
The Lord can mold us.
神可以来改变我们。
He can change us.
还可以来塑造我们。
Until one day we understand what all this life journey is all about.
一直到有一天我们就真了解我们这一生的路程是什么意思。
We are all fit to be together.
然后我们就彼此都是那样子的那样子配合的那么好。
In perfect harmony.
在那里完完全全的和谐。
Because we understand God's will.
因为我们在那里我们了解神的旨意。
Because we have so much love from God, we love one another without any condition.
而我们从神那里接受到那么多的爱，于是我们就可以无条件的爱我们的弟兄。
And we reflect God's glory.
而我们在那里就可以彰显神的爱，神的荣耀。
All of a sudden, we found out we are in New Jerusalem.
然后突然一下，我们发现我们到了新耶路撒冷。
We found out the life journey is past, and the Lord has kept His promise to prepare a place for us.
然后突然一下，我们发现我们的人生的旅途停止的时候，然后神已经给我们预备了地方，把我们接去。
Well, are you going to be with John Wesley or John Stone?
所以你们各位要不要跟瑞斯里、约翰或者是宋尚杰在做邻居呢
？You know, for one thing, I know John Stone had a hot temper.
我知道宋尚杰博士的脾气很大。
But I don't think he'll be that way when I see him again.
但是我相信，到我能再见他的时候，我相信他不是那样子了。
John Wesley has some difficulties too.
你知道，在约翰·卫斯理也有一些难处。
But when we see him, he's perfect.
我相信，当我们见他的时候，他是完全。
Are you perfect, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，你是完全的吗
？Am I perfect?
我是完全的吗
？I'm not.
当然不是。
But the Lord has not finished His work with us yet.
但是神在我们的身上工作还没完呢。
We will let Him do whatever He wants.
我们要让神在我们身上做他所要做的。
May the glory of God shine upon you.
但愿神的荣耀照亮各位。
Amen.
Amen.